People often ask me where to buy yerba mate and recommendations, and I'd suggest going to supporting a local store or a small business if possible. However, if you're living somewhere where you can't, like I once was, and they just don't offer the yerba that you want, check out Pampa Direct. They have the largest supply of yerba mate that I've seen, and I've learned and tried so many from them before that I've never seen anywhere else. But not only yerba, they also have dulce de leche, alfajores, shirts like jerseys, games and snacks like chocolinas, which is one of my wife's favorite cookies. And I found some really great recommendations on there for beginners, such as Don Eregi, which is something I learned about by just trying different stuff there. And also some of my personal favorites, which is Pipore and Aguantadora Despalada. They have great customer service that speaks English, and in fact, they shipped me another package of yerba for free after they had mixed up one of my orders. And they always include like little, you know, extras, like little candies and stuff, which is really nice. And they ship anywhere in the world, and they offer free shipping here in the U.S. with an order of $50 or more. That may change depending on your country. And as a sponsor of the show, they offer 10% off on your first order with the code POWER. Go to yerbamatepower.com/pampa to place an order. Again, that's yerbamatepower.com/pampa. P-A-M-P-A. Pampa. Thanks.
Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. Introducing your host, Devin.
Monteros, welcome back to the Yerba Power Podcast. Today, I'm pretty excited about a special guest and someone that I really want you guys to meet. We're taking yerba mate around the world to Korea. So I want to introduce you guys to Jeff Hatter, aka the Hat Man, who is an assistant professor at Chung-Cheong University in South Korea. He's a yerba mate enthusiast and the yerba traveler. He's on Instagram at yerba travels. And you can find out more about him there or his YouTube channel and the Facebook group. And without further introduction, let's get started and learn about yerba mate in Korea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, joined here by Jeff Hatter. He's actually in Korea right now, so his Instagram handle is yerba mate travels, correct?
Yerba travels.
Mm-hmm. Yerba travels. And so, fun fact, or I guess to get you guys introduced to the story here of how I met Jeff. So, he did a live with Callum from Anam Mate, is an English guy in Argentina right now. So, I saw you on a live, and so I was like, okay, this is cool. This is another, like, obviously not Argentine person, you know, no offense. And then I clicked like on your profile in Korea. I was like, whoa, like, okay, yerba mate has made it to Korea now. Like, I was not expecting that. And then, so, you know, we started talking back and forth. And so, you know, I just invited you on the show and thank you for accepting and being part of this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to share whatever I can.
Well, I personally, and I'm sure everyone else probably has at least these first two questions that we had talked about. One is, you know, how did you find out about yerba mate? How did you first get started drinking it, you know?
Probably like most people, when you first see it, your initial reaction is, what kind of drug is that?
Yeah.
You know, somebody holding this weird cup and the straw sticking out and not really sure what it is. That was actually my first reaction. I was rehabbing some houses with a friend of mine. He had his own company and we were doing some different projects. And there were two Argentinians down there. And I would see them every day take a break and, you know, pass around their gourd, which I didn't know what it was at the time, but piqued my interest. I was young. I was into certain things at that point, but piqued my interest. And, you know, I'm pretty outgoing. You know, I'll approach anybody and start talking to them. So that's what I did one day. I think it was just after lunch. I walked up to him. You know, we didn't know each other at the time. I mean, we worked in the same place, but we had never talked before. So I, you know, I just introduced myself, said, you know, I've been up here, see you guys, you know, passing this around. I'm curious. And they go, well, sit down. And I was just like, on the job.
Yeah.
But I did. I sat down and they were starting to explain it to me a little bit. I was hooked from the first sip. I don't know. It had control over me. But it pulled me in. It pulled me in, and I actually sat there through a couple rounds. So we passed it around a couple times. Nice. So it wasn't like a sit down and leave kind of thing for me. And after that, we built a relationship, which is very common for people who share mate, right? It's a communal drink.
Of course.
Build relationships with it. And so from there, we'd share a few every now and then. And they actually got me my first gourd because I had no clue where to get it. I didn't know how to fly it. And this was more than 15 years ago.
Yeah. So where it wasn't as easy as just click on Amazon back then. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't find it, you know, on Amazon. And we didn't have many international markets, right? Mm-hmm. So I couldn't really go anywhere. So I think they were actually getting it from family and friends from Argentina at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So they got me my first gourd, and we shared a few. And I actually still have it. I brought it here to Korea with me.
Nice.
And I was the only one when I came here to Korea.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nobody knew what it was. I really didn't take it out. You know, I'm in a new country, and I didn't know how things really worked here. So the first year or so, it was a very private thing, which mm-hmm. it should never be.
Yeah.
But and ever since then, I mean, I'm great friends with his name's Nico, and his father's Arturo. Great friends with them. We still talk quite often. We share mates via video now, and so
that's awesome.
Yeah, for me, my story is I was hooked from first sip.
Love that first. Nice. That's very interesting, honestly, because it's I'll be candid that most people their first sip that's not the case. It usually takes an acquired taste. Even myself, you know, it's like, okay, that's interesting. You know, but it took me a while before I really drank it a lot with, this was before we were married, right? You know, I would sit with her and drink with her, but I didn't necessarily like really get into it till basically after we got married, I guess, because, you know, it was interesting, but I think it was when I finally start, you know, prepare it for yourself is when you really, I guess, really realize you really, really enjoy it, right? Because
yeah.
First, it's they obviously try to make it enjoyable for you, usually, you know, by not giving you the first bitter one, right? They, you know, add a little something or whatever to help it. But
yeah,
or at least I kind of try to not to, you know, shock people straight away. But well, that's cool. I'm glad you did enjoy it at first, and I'm glad that it's had such a positive experience with you. And so that leads kind of into my second question. You said you were the first person in Korea, which I would imagine. However, I mean, I haven't been to Korea, but from what I know from, you know, Asian cultures, and tea is a big deal. I don't know if tea is as big in Korea as it is in like, you know, Japan or China, but so I wonder if there's some similarities there of the yerba mate community, or is there a yerba mate community in Korea? Are you the leader of it, or is there other people that you found since then?
Well, I'm trying to be the leader of it. I'm trying to spread it as much as possible now. Simply, at least from my standpoint, mate came in, and if you're not really familiar with Korea, fads come in hard. They come in hard, they come in fast, and then they'll leave. Mate was the same way, maybe 5-6 years ago. It came in as a diet fad.
And there
were a lot of... you could buy them in tea bags.
Gotcha.
That was the most common, but it went out pretty quick.
Did it come in through a soccer player?
Was that?
Did it come in through a soccer player?
It could have. I don't know.
No.
I don't know how it came in. I don't
probably
know.
just like you said, just diet someone, you know, because it was in tea bags. It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah. So I saw it actually do an advertisement. I didn't see any of the soccer players have it. Yeah. But, you know, so it came and then it went out, but it lingered. It didn't just leave. Coca-Cola now has them in a bottle.
Really?
You can, yeah. They got pre-brewed Mate. They have on the local internet here, it's called Coupon or 11th Street. Those are just some examples, but it's like the Amazon for here. Okay. You can buy bags now. Usually the top brands, you get Canarias, Rosavante, and so forth. And it was just this past World Cup where it started to pick up again.
Mm-hmm.
In Messi, seeing all the soccer players with it. Soccer is huge over here. So
of course.
I definitely think that more people are going to try it now after seeing the World Cup. People have talked about it. But as for a community, it's obviously here. I don't know who's buying it because there is no set community. But I'm trying to develop that community. I'm working with some local shops, trying to do some shows and trying to put on little clinics, not clinics, like workshops.
Sure.
And introduce it to people, teach them how to make it, teach them the different styles, just the basics of stuff. So, you know, we're just trying to get that started now.
Yeah. One thing that I've been meaning to do in this, I don't know, just an idea too, is basically hosting your own live Matiata where you just whatever store that you're, you know, that's been friendly with you and just kind of post up shop there and just like invite, you know, people in to drink it with you and then see how it goes, you know? And
yeah, that's on the list.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Same here. It's one of those other things to do, right?
Yeah.
But, well, that's cool, man. I commend you for, you know, I guess taking it, you know, sharing the love, right? That's kind of the point of it, not so much like the diet fads, and sure, those are great too, but it's not the full benefits. I feel like that's the thing that we're both trying to highlight. So speaking of projects, as far as, you know, like talking about little clinics and things like that, is there any other projects you're working on right now?
So on my YouTube channel, Yerba Travels YouTube channel, I'm putting up just some reviews of different yerbas that I have. That I can get my hands on here. It's still a little difficult to get the specialty ones, but so I'm working on that, trying to get some up. So for those who are interested in learning about the different, just the kind of basics of yerba, the flavor content, the powder, or the dust that we call it that's in there, you can check out my YouTube channel. I like to keep it raw. So people who watch it, you're not going to see a lot of editing. It's just raw video. I'm not a fan of these chopped up videos on YouTube. I think we were talking about it earlier about how it can be kind of over dramatic, whether it's on Instagram.
Overcomplicating it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm working on that, trying to get reviews, trying to get kit reviews as well. That'll be coming out real soon. Talking about, what else? The different bombillas, how to cure different gourds, preparation, things like that. So I'm getting that going now. For those who are into yerba mate, I'm really big into journaling, and I like to combine the two because when I drink yerba mate, it relaxes me but gets me focused, and I can do things. So I recently created a yerba mate journal.
Very nice.
And you can find this on Amazon. If you search yerba mate journal, you can find it. And let me find a link page. Here we go. So it's kind of a combination. It's got a spot for you to put down your information about yerba. You know, what's the blend?
Yeah, for those that can't see, it's like it's kind of a rating system that you can put, you know, kind of one to five gourds instead of stars for the different like bitterness, strength, overall, different flavor notes, how long that it lasted. That's a good one. How many cycles? You know, what gourd you drink it in, because that make a difference. Yeah, the brand and the blend are, and the origin are things that I usually look at. But I like that cycles. That's a good way to measure the like duration, because that's one thing that I usually try to measure. Like, okay, obviously bitterness and flavor, right? That's the obvious ones. But then like you said, like how long does it last? Another thing that I personally pay attention to, I don't know about you, is like the amount of dust. That kind of irks me if there's too much boulevard, too much dust. So, you know, anyways, but sorry, I cut you off, but
that's all right. No, that's, so I got that going. If you're into journaling, whether you drink yerba mate or not, you can obviously use this. There's a space to write your thoughts down, whether it's thoughts about the mate or thoughts about, you know, just life. So
very nice.
Yeah. And I think
great job.
Really good. I think one of the things maybe you and I and others need to do is promote this, not as the diet, but this drink is so much more powerful than what I think most people give it credit for. I recently saw one of your videos about the theophylline, right? Yeah, it can really help with mood and anxiety. And I think that's a big thing that people miss out on. You know, those people who are too anxious, those people who are kind of stressed out a little bit, yerba mate is your drink. It'll definitely help you with that. And so I try to take that. I'm going to try to take that kind of approach. I want to get, you know, mental health as an issue, how this can help with it, and journaling. So that was my purpose for creating this journal. It was trying to combine those two together.
Yeah, very lovely. That's great. That's and that's kind of slightly undertoning, like, I'm not saying I'm trying to, I don't know, make it sound salesy, but, you know, promoting the community as well, of connecting with other people to, you know, you're not alone. And I think that's another beauty of yerba mate is itself, especially with, you know, Americans. I think I can say this as an American, and I'm sure you'll agree, we're very individualistic. And therefore, it's like, great, I'm on to yerba mate, but I drink it by myself. I don't really share it around like normal, and I don't connect with other friends. Like, you connect on the internet, and that's fine, you know, because I still want to promote that space. But, you know,
right,
let's be humans too, right? You know, obviously, I'm not in Korea right now, so this is what it is. But I think just sharing the connection also helping with that as well. So, well, Jeff, I'll, you know, try to put that in the show notes or description, tag you on there, and as well as that journal. Anything else you want to let the viewers know before we get out of here?
No, welcome to the circle.
Yeah, nice.
Everybody in this circle is,
there's always room for
got
one
open
more.
Arms. Whether it's here on a podcast, whether it's a Facebook group, on Instagram, you're loved. You're part of a community. So, welcome to the circle.
That was great, wasn't it? Didn't you love what Jeff had to say, especially about community mental health? I'm so proud of him for talking about that. It's something that's a benefit of yerba mate as well that I don't think we highlight as much as the, you know, physical health benefits. And that is the power of yerba mate connecting us all, and something we are able to all talk about through in this community. So, if you feeling alone, that's a lie. You're not alone. Reach out to us. We're here for you. Welcome to the circle. And thanks again for listening to the Yerba Power Podcast. Speaking of community, you guys have been so loving and supportive of this project. It's been fun to do. If you haven't already done so, do me a huge favor and click subscribe. And subscribe to this podcast, because we have new episodes coming soon. Right now, I'm doing it bi-weekly, but looks like with all the good feedback, I might start bumping it up to weekly. I really appreciate you all. Take care. Cheers.